These are true stories from the files of the TV show Unsolved Mysteries. What you're about to hear is not a news broadcast, nor is it affiliated or officially associated with the TV show Unsolved Mysteries. Join me. Perhaps you can help solve a mystery. Glenn and Bessie Hyde were married in Twin Falls, Idaho on April 10th, 1928. He was 27, while she was just 18. In the fall, they built a boat for a special honeymoon adventure, a trip down the Colorado River all the way to California. Because isn't that what every newly wedded 18-year-old girl has on their wedding gift registry? Several miserable weeks in the wilderness, getting tossed around in a homemade boat like dice in a Yahtzee barrel. Glenn was an experienced river rafter who wanted to set a new speed record for traveling through the Grand Canyon, also making Bessie the first documented woman to do so. Bessie had no experience in river rafting. It's also unknown if she even knew how to swim. During their trip, they visited an experienced river rafter in Utah who told them their boat was unsafe for the trip. He even said it looked like a coffin. He was especially concerned about them not taking life jackets. However, this concern fell on deaf ears, and Glenn gave zero fucks. After 26 days on the river, they made it from Utah to the heart of the Grand Canyon. They were last seen on November 18, 1928. 2 days earlier, they were photographed by Emery Kolb at his studio and at his home. Kolb was well known in the area and had documented the Grand Canyon extensively. When they visited Kolb, Bessie had grown tired of the trip. You think? Kolb tried to warn them of the dangers ahead and asked them to stay with him until the weather improved. He even offered them his life jackets. However, Glenn refused all of his offers. When they failed to reappear by December, a full search was made for them led by Kolb. Their boat, with all their supplies fully strapped in, was found around River Mile 237. Everything appeared to be intact. There is evidence they made it as far as River Mile 225, where they may have made a camp. In 1971, during a commercial rafting trip, a group stopped near the same spot where the Hyde's boat was found years earlier. That evening, a river guide told their story, and a woman in the group claimed to be Bessie. The woman claimed she'd had a fight with Glenn because he wanted to complete the trip, but she did not. After he beat her, she retaliated by stabbing him to death and disposing of his remains. The woman later recanted her story. Well, no shit. Remember Emery Kolb? Well, in 1976, a male skeleton was found in a canoe on his property. It was believed to be Glenn's. It was given to forensic anthropologist Dr. Walter Burkby, who determined it belonged to a male Caucasian, 20 to 23 years old, 6 foot in height, with light brown hair. How in the hell he determined that, I have no idea. He also discovered a bullet in the skull from a .32 caliber revolver manufactured in about 1902. The production date of the gun and clothing fragments found with the skeleton suggested that death occurred in the 20s.
What we found out from the bullet that was removed from the skull was that not only was this a .32 caliber projectile, it came from a revolver that began manufacturing about 1902.
Burkby explained the deaths could have happened in two ways. One by homicide, the other by suicide. Well, no shit.
One good option would be that the individual met death by homicide. A second option would be suicide. It would be nice to know who this individual was. Somebody is missing. Somebody was out there, and there may be friends or relatives who would very much like to know who it is.
There was a theory that Kolb had murdered Glenn so he could be with Bessie. However, it seems unlikely he would keep Glenn's remains with him. It also doesn't explain what happened to Bessie. Dr. Burkby superimposed a photograph of Glenn over the skull to precisely compare bone structure. And by superimposed, I mean he basically used an overhead projector and a blown-up picture of Glenn's face. He determined it was a different shape than Glenn's face and pointed out several discrepancies. The eye orbits were angled differently, the cheeks were wider, and the shape of Glenn's chin was different. Based on this high-tech, scientific examination, Dr. Birkbee is certain the skeleton was not Glenn's.
The skull is of a different shape than the face of Glenn Hyde. The eye orbits themselves are angled in a different direction than Glenn Hyde's. The cheeks are wider. Even the shape of the chin is wrong. Glenn Hyde's chin was somewhat rounded, as we can see on the photograph, whereas the chin of the submitted skull tends to be fairly squared off. So those features alone do not match. These remains, these bones that were submitted for analyses, are not the remains of Glenn Hyde. Period. End of story.
Although most assume they died accidentally, no one is exactly sure what happened to the Hydes. The case was first aired on November 29th, 1987, and to date remains a mystery. Some of these stories remain unsolved. Perhaps someone out there listening holds the vital answer to solving the mystery. Perhaps it's you. We'll be right back.